Hello everybody, it's me, Mr. Tall23, back with another video. And as you can tell by the title of this video, this is basically a second part, if you would like to say that, of probably my most hated video on this channel. It's actually the second most viewed video, and it has more dislikes than likes, and because YouTube turned off the dislike feature, it doesn't tell me how many dislikes there are, but in the analytics, it does show that there are more dislikes than likes. The ratio is skewed in that way. And then also just from looking at the comments, there's a lot of people who try to argue and don't really like what I have to say about this false prophet named Michael Rood. So this is basically just a follow-up video, and I might even make more. In the future, I plan on doing more and more videos against the Hebrew Roots movement whenever I have time. But I just want to kind of address, you know, why it is that so many people are against this idea that Michael Rood is a false prophet. And it's the same kind of thing that, you know, I was deceived into the Hebrew Roots movement for 2 years. I thought that what Michael Rood and other people like him were saying was absolutely right, because of just the way that he speaks and the way that he says things. He kind of says it with like an authoritative kind of rude attitude. But the thing is, when you actually listen and consider the things that he teaches, they don't come from the Word of God. They don't come from the actual teachings of the Bible. They come from this going back to the Greek, going back to the Hebrew kind of thing, even though he doesn't speak those languages. Or just these false history books like The Two Babylons by Alexander Hislop. And if you look into all, you know, his talk about like, oh, Christianity is pagan, and here's, you know, Nimrod and Tammuz and, you know, Babylonian sun god worship and all that crap, that stuff is not based in any historical facts or archaeological evidence or anything like that. It's just based in this one book that was written in the 1800s by this Presbyterian guy named Alexander Hislop, with, again, no evidence that certain traditions in, you know, this church or that church came from, you know, Babylon or something like that. It's just a claim that isn't based on any evidence at all. And so today I just want to kind of talk about and read through some of the comments that have come on this video that I made about 4 years ago. It's been a while now, but yeah, they're pretty interesting because all the comments show that these people don't actually even watch the video or don't even listen, don't even pay attention, aren't even considering the facts. They're just kind of blindly following Michael Rood without even, you know, listening to why he's wrong, why he's a false prophet. So, yeah, people are just deceived. But, I mean, what do you expect from people who aren't saved, who don't even believe the Word of God, who don't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? So just a few examples. Obviously, I won't be able to go through all the comments because I think there's literally hundreds at this point. But just as a few examples, I'm going to go back in chronological order from, you know, now backwards. So one guy, Master Dr. Dan, says the certain thing that you always seem not to understand is that Michael Rood uses the original scriptures to back up his claims. Your claims are backed up by false translation where the religious leader played a game of telephone for 2,000 years. Your Bible's accuracy might be what it seems. Get a Torah and get back to me for the discredit speech that you give out. Okay, so here's the thing. First of all, Michael Rood does not use the original scriptures because the original scriptures do not exist, or at least like the actual copy, or not copies, but the actual manuscripts that were originally penned down by Isaiah, or penned down by Amos, or penned down by Jonah, or penned down by David, or whatever. Those things don't exist anymore. The oldest Hebrew manuscripts are from, you know, if you include the Dead Sea Scrolls, that would be 200 BC or so, and then the oldest manuscript of the Masoretic text is like 900 AD. It's only about 1,000 years old. Okay, so your claims are backed up by false translation, which the King James Version is not a false translation. It is the preserved Word of God. If you don't believe that, I recommend watching the movie that just came out called The Preserved Bible, produced by Pure Waters Baptist Church, where it proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that the King James Bible is the preserved Word of God in the English language. Because the thing is that the King James is translated from both the Masoretic text, which is the preserved Hebrew text, and the Textus Receptus, which is the preserved Greek text of the New Testament. Those things were translated by people who actually spoke Hebrew and spoke Greek, 54 scholars, into English. Versus Michael Rood does not speak these languages. yeah, he can consult a lexicon with these words and he can throw Hebrew words out there and Greek words out there. But you can tell by the way he pronounces these words that he doesn't actually speak the language. He's never actually been able to, you know, speak the whole thing. He's just like all these other like religious scholars and people from universities who take two semesters of Greek and then they think they know a language just because all they know how to do is just look at a dictionary, look at a lexicon, but they can't actually speak the language. They don't actually know how to read the language. They don't know what it actually says. So no, he's not going back to the original scriptures. The original scriptures, the Masoretic text and the Textus Receptus, or at least those are the copies of the original scriptures. The original ones don't exist anymore. Those things were translated into the King James Version accurately, and you cannot show any error in the King James Version. It's exactly what the text says. It's exactly the same in Greek and in English. So that's a foolish statement right there, and shows this person's ignorance of Bible translations and the history of the Bible, and also thinking that Michael Rood goes back to the original scriptures too. You know, most of the time he doesn't even quote the Bible, and yeah, he does quote the Bible, but it's always like the same stuff over and over again. He always goes to the same passages. It's very clear that his Bible knowledge is limited because he always just talks about the same talking points. He just talks about like, oh, the archaeological evidence for Sodom and Gomorrah, not Sinai. And he talks about the story of Elijah, and he talks about the gospel of the kingdom where Jesus said that, and he just talks about those things. He doesn't talk about, you know, in the book of John where Jesus said all you have to do is believe to go to heaven. He just focuses on some things from the book of Matthew, and it's like he just ignores the book of John almost. Army Scout Mom says, very well done, thank you. So that's a good one. Let's see. Try to find Michael Turnedge. He's not even a real Jew. Yeah. Mike Clarity says, once saved, always saved is a false doctrine. Now, I showed that it was a true doctrine in the video. But as I also saw in the analytics, the watch time over the course of the video went down. It was like a lot of people clicked on it and they watched like the first few minutes, but then it slowly decreases. So like probably over several thousand people who have 2,000 people who have clicked on the video, have only watched like the first few minutes and they just get mad until they turn the video off. They don't actually listen to the whole thing and consider what the Word of God has to say, because I quote from the scriptures in that video and show that Michael Rood's teaching against the doctrine of eternal security, or once saved, always saved, as you might call it, is false. That it is true that once you believe in Jesus and you're saved, you can never lose your salvation or go to hell. So this guy says, we follow the law to show Yahovah our love and our devotion. His ways are good for us. But if you turn from his ways and do whatever you want, just like he did with Israel three whole times, he will divorce you and blot your name out of the book of life. Now, actually, the Bible says in the book of Revelation, in I believe it's chapter 3, I forget which of the churches he's saying it to, but to one of the seven churches which are in Asia, he said, he that overcometh, I will not blot his name out of the book of life. And the Bible defines what it is to overcome in 1 John chapter 5. It says that if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, you've overcome the world. So that means if you believe in Jesus, that he is the Son of God, according to the Bible, your name will not be blotted out of the book of life. So this guy's just lying. You know, he doesn't understand what the Bible says. Jesus actually said that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So if you believe in Jesus, that means your life, which you have, is everlasting. In case you're too dumb to understand what that means, he says never perish. He says whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. So it's impossible, once you believed in Jesus, to die, to perish, to go to hell. Okay, so no, you cannot lose your salvation. This person says, you are wrong, Michael is right. And then they post another comment trying to, I guess, make their point of why I'm wrong. 10 commandments and God's holy feast days, exclamation point, whatever that means. Not all who call me Lord, Lord shall enter into my kingdom. It's those who obey. Now, I don't know. You know, is this guy claiming to be Jesus or something? Because I know he's trying to quote from Matthew 7:21, but that's not what the text says. I mean, it says something similar, but the way that he's phrasing it, and he doesn't use quotation marks, he doesn't use like a scripture reference, he's just writing it like, or she, Eliana, I guess, is just writing it as just like, you know, this is what I'm saying. Now, it does never says it's those who obey. It says those who do the will of the Father. And the Bible defines what the will of the Father is in John chapter 6, verse 39 and 40. It says, "This is the Father's will which sent me, that everyone that seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." So the Bible doesn't say that the will of the Father to get to heaven is to obey his commandments. The Bible says the will of the Father is to believe on the Son of God, Jesus Christ. It says, or she says, he knows his sheep, they follow him, they do as he does. And that verse, John 10:27, right after that, he says, "I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish." So, no, you don't have to follow the commandments, because if you believe in him, you'll never perish, is what the Bible says. When you believe in him, you become a sheep. He says, that means that you can never perish. And then he says, Yahushua and Yahuwah are one, Yah does not change. I don't know what exactly he means by that. I don't know if he's, or she, I'm sorry, I don't know why I keep saying he, is teaching modalism or teaching the Trinity or what she's trying to say there. But either way, I mean, these, you know, sacred kind of things are stupid also. The name of the Son of God is Jesus, not Yahushua, which is like a false form of Hebrew. Let's see what else. There are two verses that connect faith in Yeshua and obedience in the Torah. John says in Revelation 12:17 that the dragon was enraged at the woman Israel and went off to wage war against the rest of her offspring, those who keep God's commands and hold fast the testimony about Jesus. And in Revelation 14:12, it calls for the patient endurance on the part of the God, people of God who keep his commandments and remain faithful to Jesus. Yeah, I mean, the Bible never, I'm not saying you shouldn't keep the commandments of God. That's what the Bible tells believers to do, okay? But believing in Jesus and keeping God's commandments are still two separate things, and you do not have to keep God's commandments to go to heaven. How do I know that? Because the Bible says, therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. So the deeds of the law, doing what the law says, does not justify you. Only faith justifies. Let's see. You're worst. You better check yourself. And then he quotes some verses. One of them is Ephesians 4:29, which says, "Let not corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth." I don't know how that was corrupt communication. I'm just preaching the Bible. But foolishness. Why are you taking snippets of Michael Rood's teaching just to prove you're right? I feel sorry for you. Well, I mean, the video is 30 minutes long. I mean, it's not like I want to make a video that's like 5 hours or something. So I'm not going to post a whole sermon. But the point of me showing those videos is to show this is what he believes. And also, those were not snippets of his teachings either. Those were videos that he uploaded. They were short videos. Like, a lot of them were like trailers for the Shabbat Night Live live streams. Some of them were like clips that were made later after the Shabbat Night Live kind of thing. So it's not like I was cutting it up and trying to take it out of context. Most of those were videos that he himself posted, and then I would show the video where he would ask a question like, well, is once saved always saved biblical? And then he'd post like a 2 or 3 minute video saying no. It's like, well, that's what he believes then. Okay, so yeah, I'm not taking him out of context or whatever. Let's see. This one guy just says, stop lying. What am I lying about today? See. You need to watch Nehemiah Gordon. I'm going to call him Nehemiah, but that's he pronounces it as Nehemiah. Nehemiah Gordon interview with Michael. It's called The Straw Man. Is Michael Rood a False Prophet? Nehemiah is a biblical scholar. Actually, Nehemiah, according to the Bible, is an antichrist, because the Bible says, who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. So according to 1 John 2:22, which was that verse there, Nehemiah Gordon is a liar and an antichrist, okay? Because he is what's called a Karaite Jew. And the thing is with the people in the Hebrew Roots movement, they look up to this guy because he's a Karaite, which means he doesn't follow the Talmud and he rejects rabbinic Judaism. But he claims to believe the Old Testament and just follow the commandments of the Old Testament. But he's still not a Christian. He does not believe in Jesus. He believes Jesus is a prophet. He believes he's a good guy, but he does not believe that he is the promised Messiah, which, you know, would be Christ. And therefore, according to the Bible, he is an antichrist because he denies that Jesus is the Son of God, because he denies that Jesus is the Christ. That makes him an antichrist, a liar, and it means he denies God the Father as well. So no, he's not a biblical scholar. He's a false prophet, according to the Bible, okay? Dude, you don't have a clue. Mr. Rude speaks from the Torah, which is total truth. Yeah, the Torah is total truth. The Law of Moses, the first five books of the Bible. I believe that. I believe all the books of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. But the thing is, he doesn't believe the Torah. He doesn't believe the Gospels. He doesn't believe the prophets. He doesn't believe the epistles of Paul. He doesn't believe any of it because he's a false prophet and teaching lies and heresy. Let's see. This person says, challenge him to an open public debate. Would love to watch it. Now, the thing is, the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 1 that debate is a sin, okay? And that's one of the characteristics of reprobates, that they are full of debate. Okay? I'm not going to debate somebody because the Bible says that that's wrong. The Bible says, after the first and second admonition, a heretic reject. A man that is a heretic reject, Christ 3:10. So if somebody's a heretic, not supposed to just debate with them and argue with them. You're supposed to reject them. The Bible says to mark and avoid those who cause offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned. So Michael Rood has caused offenses contrary to the doctrine of the Bible, and so therefore the Bible says to mark and avoid him. I'm not going to go talk to him like he's my friend and have a debate with him in a friendly discussion of trying to figure out what's right. I know what's right because the Bible is right, and the Bible says one thing, and he's saying something different, okay? Thank you for exposing him, but I agree Christians can lose salvation. No, they can't. Jesus said, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Jesus said, they shall never die. He says, the Bible says that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. And if you don't believe that record, according to the Bible, you're making God a liar. Hope Moody says, oh, I'm already at 2 years ago. And this has gone back pretty far. I'm going to go with the biblical scholars. I like how people just, like, throw that around like that. Like, who are these biblical scholars you're talking about? Like, and they always just say the scholars, right? It's not just, like, the Hebrews people, but it's all kinds of people. They're just like, oh, the scholars, the scholars, the scholars. But it's like, who are the scholars? Who are you talking about? Number one. Number two, the Bible also says that the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. I saw another comment that I didn't read, but I saw it earlier where somebody had said, like, Michael Rood is more educated than you. And, you know, he probably is. And I would, you know, not have any doubt about that because obviously he's a much older man. He's like, what, in his like 70s or something like that. I didn't go to college. He probably did go to college. But that doesn't matter whether he's more educated or not, because the test of whether somebody is speaking the truth of the Bible is not how educated they are. There's a lot of people who are educated in the world sense, but they don't believe the word of God. So it doesn't matter what they say or what they think because they don't believe the truth. They don't have the Holy Spirit, right? So it doesn't matter what Michael Rood says just because he's more educated than me, or somebody's a scholar, you know. Yeah, I'm not a scholar. So what? I believe the Bible. I have the Holy Spirit of God. It doesn't matter whether you're a scholar or not or how educated you are. The Bible says the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. The Bible says that God hath chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. Also, I understand you must obey the law of Yahovah and believe in Jesus to go to heaven. Yeshua says he did not come to destroy the Torah. Again, just because Jesus said that he didn't come to destroy the Torah or the law doesn't mean that you have to keep the law to go to heaven. That's exactly what Paul says in Romans chapter 3. He says that you are not justified by the law. He says, therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. He says that a man is not justified by the law, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. I'm paraphrasing Romans 3:20. But then at the end of the chapter, he says, do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid, yea, we establish the law. Okay, so Paul is not saying to just ignore the law because we're not saved by it. He's saying, yeah, we establish it. But that doesn't mean that you have to keep the law to go to heaven. The Bible says that I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. So, Hope Moody, if you happen to watch this video later, I'd just like to let you know, according to your beliefs, you are making Christ's death in vain, meaning you think it's worthless because you're trying to justify yourself by the law of God. We're not justified by the law. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That's all there is to it. I could go on and on. There's a few other examples because, like I said, there's a lot of comments. Let's see. But one guy just says Greek theology, whatever that means. A few other things. Oh yeah, this guy, another guy says Michael Rood knows more than you do. I like the response to that. Some guy named Juan says, or Joanne says, of course he knows how to get a lot of money selling shilling Zionism. Amen. That's true. You, sir, have been Vaticanized. Now, I'm not a Catholic. And that's what's stupid. This is what I thought when I was in the Hebrew Roots movement too. And, you know, it's one thing when you're 14, which is what I was in the Hebrew Roots movement. I was 14 and I wasn't raised in church or anything. But it's one thing when you're an adult and you believe this crap. You have to be really stupid and really uneducated to think this and just not know anything about how the world works. To think that every single Christian is a Catholic, okay? That's what I thought when I was in the Hebrew Roots movement, because I didn't understand the difference between like a Baptist church and a Catholic church. I thought they all had the same traditions, okay? I don't follow the Vatican. I don't follow the Catholic Church. I go to a Baptist church, an independent fundamental Baptist church, meaning I reject the universal church. I reject infant baptism. I reject idolatry. We don't have any idols in our church. We don't have crosses and we don't have cross necklaces and rosaries and statues of Mary and Jesus and all that crap. You know, we don't keep, you know, all the Catholic feasts and holidays. We don't worship Mary. We don't bow down to a pope or a priest. Our pastor doesn't wear a dress. He wears a suit and a tie, normal clothing. You know, we believe in salvation by grace through faith, but the Vatican believes in salvation by works, which is exactly what all these Hebrew Roots people teach. They believe the same way to go to heaven, to just keep God's commandments, which is not what the Bible says. So I don't know how that's being Vaticanized when my beliefs and the beliefs of my church are absolutely foreign to everything the Catholic Church teaches. You know, the Catholic Church would call me a heretic and everybody in my church a heretic, and we are completely separate. We're for an independent church, okay? But then he says, it's the Vatican that gave our black, now this guy is white, so I don't know, or maybe it's a woman, I can't really tell, our black Hebrew savior, Yahshua, a Latin named Jesus, and turned out homely savior into a good-looking white guy. Now again, we don't have pictures of Jesus on the wall. I don't know what Jesus looked like. Nobody claims to believe what Jesus looked like, if they're being honest. Okay, so I don't think Jesus was white either. Now, I don't think he was black, but I don't think he was white. I think he was Middle Eastern because he's of the tribes of Israel in the Middle East. I mean, that just makes sense. Now, again, I don't know what he looked like. I do know that he didn't have long hair because the Bible says that it's a shame for a man to have long hair, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. But no, Jesus is not a Latin name. That's how actually the name is written in the Greek New Testament, Jesus. And how the New Testament was penned down in the Greek language, it's just the English form of the Greek name, but it's the same name. Okay, just like my name is Alex, you know, in Spanish it would be Alejandro. That doesn't mean they're two different names. They're just two different variations based on the different sounds in those different languages. But yeah, I could go on and on. These kinds of things are stupid, that all these things that people are saying. But basically the point of the matter is, don't listen to this false prophet, Michael Rood. He's becoming a lot more popular as time goes on. I think his channel now has like over 100,000, several hundred thousand subscribers, something like that, versus when I was in it, it was like 30,000. So it's like tripled in the amount of followers that he has. So yeah, a lot of people are getting sucked into the stupid Hebrew Roots movement garbage. And because I used to be in that and I came out of that false doctrine and now I'm saved and now I have the Holy Spirit of God and I read the Bible, I want to fight against it as much as possible. So in the next coming weeks or coming months, I'm actually going to be making more and more videos against the Hebrew Roots movement. Some of it from stuff that I've already produced, kind of like updating old videos or the book that I wrote, Why I Left the Hebrew Roots Movement, and kind of just putting that in a video form. So yeah, just, I guess, be on the lookout for more videos about this kind of stuff. And if you're in the Hebrew Roots Movement and you're not sure about these things, you think maybe Michael Root's legit, maybe, you know, all this stuff is right, maybe you're like, well, I think that what you're saying sounds a little bit sketchy or whatever, just stay tuned and just take a listen, because the Bible makes it very clear that salvation is by grace through faith. The name of Jesus is Jesus, not, you know, Yahushua or some weird form of pseudo-Hebrew or whatever. And you know, I could go on and on, but I'm out of time here. I have to go and do something else. So thank you, everybody, for watching. God bless you, and goodbye.